Good morning, everyone. Welcome. This is Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr out in Washington, D.C. this week. Thanks to the sponsorship of the North Dakota Ethanol Producers and North Dakota Corn Growers. This week, I am either the luckiest guy on the planet, the most blessed, or the most challenged, because in front of me, I've had the likes of G.T. Thompson, John Bozeman, Brooke Rollins, and oh so many more sitting right in front of me. So for the next 25 minutes, let's just hear from them. First, from House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson, Republican from Pennsylvania.
Exciting times, obviously, new administration, a lot of things, a lot of moving parts right now, and I think all for the greater good when it comes to America's number one industry, which is agriculture. When you look at budget reconciliation and the various parts of that, starting, you know, let's just start with the border, you know, and some people wonder when I say that, how does closing the border help agriculture? Because, you know, I think there's some folks that think an open border helps with workforce, and it absolutely does not. You know, I spent time on the border in places where we used to have a good flow of workforce that would come across in a legal way and then go home at the end of the day. And now that we're, I don't know, about 96% reduction in illegal crossings, it does help, because I have always found that the biggest obstacle to really getting something done in terms of defining a pathway for legal workforce has been the open border. You know, there are just some people that, you know, some members going back well over a decade, they just didn't want to deal with that side of the equation of how do we assure a reliable workforce until we essentially put the border under control. And the border really is coming along very nicely, and budget reconciliation is going to put some additional dollars into that in terms of not just walls and fences, but smart walls and smart fences with, you know, to be able to monitor and have communications. And so I think this is just, I mean, budget reconciliation and where we're at right now is just on the border side is really going to be good. And then you look at the taxes. I don't think there's a group in America that will benefit more with the tax cuts, making sure we prevent the largest tax increase in history, than the American farmer. Just start with the death tax. I mean, of all things farms, what part of a farm do you liquidate and sell in order to buy your farm back from the federal government and still have a farm or ranch at the end of the day?
And having teased that topic, let's take a break for the markets and be back with the chair of the House Ag Committee, Glenn G.T. Thompson, right after this.